my gosh.
Oh, the official gets in the way. The game's over.
Oh, my gosh.
The game is over.
Oh, he did.
Oh, they're going to look at this.
It's going to be over because the umpire has to touch the ball. Of course, that's ridiculous for a game to end like that, Jim.
That's the end of the game.
The game is over. The game is over, and San Francisco survives and advances.
Now, back to the morning roast with Bonte and Shasky.
That was Niners Cowboys, January 16th, 2022. Of course, the regular season was 2021. First wild card game down at Big D, and the Niners were rolling 23-7 in that football game. And that was Dak Prescott at the end. They had a play. They tried to spike it. They couldn't get the spike off in time. Game over. Niners escape. They go to Lambeau Field the next Saturday, beat up on the Packers before losing to the Rams in the NFC Championship game. And that was a fun game. That was my CBS Sports, Jim Nantz, Tony Romo, which was weird that it was on CBS Sports and it wasn't on Fox, Cowboys, Niners. When you think about Cowboys, Niners, you think about Fox and somewhere all in that or whatnot. But anyway, Nantz and Romo were cool on that game. Jimmy Garoppolo in that one. 16-25, 172. He had the egregious interception.
Oh, it was throwing into no man's land.
It flipped the entire football game.
Was that one where Ayuk was wide open?
No, that was another play. The post corner route.
He was wide open.
And he threw it into the sideline. Yeah, I was perfect vantage point. Remember, I flew down and got COVID in Texas. Maybe I took COVID with me or came back with COVID. But anyway, it was a great trip. It was a lifetime memory. It was a lot of fun. I went down there by myself. Met some great Niner fans like Marcus Bosworth, my boy Santana, and met a lot of great people down there. We ran into our boy, the hitting coach, Donnie Ecker.
Oh, Donnie Ecker.
He's now with the Rangers. He's a World Series champion after moving on from the Giants. That was the first of a couple beatdowns by the 49ers to the Dallas Cowboys. And next year, they meet in the playoffs. The Niners beat them. And, of course, last year in the regular season, Niners beat them 42-10. So they beat them with Jimmy. They beat them with Brock. They've got some oldies over the Cowboys.
The Cowboys currently are in a real big, tough spot. This is a huge moment in their season. It sounds like Micah's not going to play.
Yeah,
I'm looking at their run defense. Bonte, they give up almost 150 yards per game.
Yeah, they don't stop it.
That's eighth worst. And they've played two of the worst run offenses already. That number would be close to 185 if you took those two games out per game. So the Niners have to be able to establish the run in this one. They also, though, give up almost 8 yards per pass, which is seventh worst.
Yep.
So you're looking at a team right now in the Dallas Cowboys. The defense just isn't there. They don't stop the run. They're giving up big chunk plays in the pass. This is a game for the offense to get right. And then I look at the Niners and I'm like, you got a bunch of young and unproven wide receivers playing with no Brandon Ayuk. And I'm just going to think that Debo is going to be limited. I mean, maybe he'll suit up. I don't know.
Sounds like he might give it a go. Sounds like he might give it a go. But look, Pearsall's going to get elevated on the depth chart. I got to figure that Jacob Cowie will get more run.
He should.
And you got to run the ball up these guys' throats. You've got to run the ball. Run the ball, and get pretty comfortable. Play action passes. This defense is not good. The Cowboys don't belong on the same field as the 49ers. Let's just keep it a buck. They do not belong on the same field as the 49ers.
Why do you say that? Like, this year's Niner team's been very inconsistent.
They have been very inconsistent, but if the Niners are buttoned up, the Cowboys don't belong on the same field as them. If the Niners are playing up to their capabilities, which we've yet to see, I get it. We've yet to see it. And you're probably not going to have Juwan Jennings, but you have the better head coach. You have the better quarterback. You have the better running back. You have the better defensive end. You have the better middle linebacker. You have the better secondary. You may have the better offensive line, which is kind of crazy to say. You've got the better team. You got the better roster, and you're at home.
You brought up Dak by breaking down the quarterbacks. Him and CD have not been as effective this year as they've been in years past. 58% of his targets have been caught. That's Dak targeting CD. That's like almost 60th in the league.
Training camp.
Well, no question. And then the other part of this, last year, he caught 75% of his passes that were coming his way. Their red zone offense is 30th in the NFL. And Dak himself has 3 turnovers in the last two weeks in the red zone.
Yep.
So all the same issues the Niners have been having offensively and defensively, it feels like the Dallas Cowboys have as well. This feels like a turning point for one of the two teams in this game.
It definitely is. Let's go to Lucky in the City. Lucky, what's happening?
What's up, Lucky?
Man, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing this morning?
Doing good, Lucky. Doing good.
Now, you know, I heard the statement that you made, man, that a lot of the Niners fans having this nervous energy. What are you nervous for? We've been down this road before. It's just like in the city. You know, you walk through the hood, Vontae, you know, you might have a few battles on your way to school, but you make it to school. You do your work.
Absolutely.
Right, Booker Cole?
Absolutely. Yep. You're not lying.
Hell yeah.
You can keep your head on the swivel, okay. No doubt.
You keep your head on the swivel. So the Niners, man, need to have their head on the swivel. And whoever we have left on the team, I don't care who it is, step up. It's time. It's your opportunity. I don't care if you're a first round, second round, Russell, rookie, Jacob Cowing, Pearsall, all of them. Evan Anderson, step up, man. I'll say this, Vontae and Butcher Boy. Push come to shove, man. Tell Kyle Shanahan to give me a call. Email me, man. I'll come out there and play some DB for him, man. I'll come out there and run a screen play for him, man.
That's what I'm talking about.
I'm serious.
That's what I'm talking about,
I'm
Lucky.
I'm serious, man. Vontae.
Yeah, I love your energy. Like, that's what I'm talking about. No scared energy, man. They've been, like you said, they've been down this road before. This core has been down this road before. Get on your ass. Get out of your A game. Stay on your blocks. Get after the quarterback and win a freaking football game and turn this damn season around.
Look, it's time, Butcher Boy, for the Niners to lace their boots up, put on their hard hats. And I hear you talking about Stafford, Butcher Boy. That kind of hurts my heart. Brock Purdy is our dude. Give him a chance, man. Hasn't he proved it to you guys? Yes. From day one. Give him a shot. Let's roll. Niners, let's go, baby.
All right, Lucky's ready to roll. I'm not mad at that.
Is that the first I'm ready to roll call we've gotten all week about Cowboys Niners?
We had one yesterday. Our boy, was it somebody at Hayward, I want to say? Somebody called when I went on my little Jerry Jones rant. Somebody, Waterman.
Yes,
Quarter
yes.
Madero was fired up about it. But I've been walking around town, come keep my ear to the street. Everybody wants to talk Warriors. Warriors, 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 Warriors. And I'm cool with that. Everybody wants to talk Warriors. It's week 8. We don't want to talk 49ers either. Is that what's going on around here? We that shook. We don't want to talk. It's Niners and Cowboys, for crying out loud.
On Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football. Mike Tirico.
What jerseys are the Niners wearing?
The throwbacks, right?
Is it the red?
Yeah, throwbacks.
With the white
red
pants?
White. Yeah.
What are the Cowboys wearing?
They're a little white and whatever.
I like when they wear the Navy star thing where like the shoulders are blue. Like dark blue. I like those ones. The 94
the jerseys.
Throwbacks.
Oh, the 94 throwbacks.
I do. I like those
throwbacks.
Ones. I think
yeah,
those are really cool.
Oh, no. We can look at the jerseys they're wearing during the break. The uniform codes or whatnot. I didn't know the Rams were wearing their jerseys yesterday. What do they call those?
The bone
jerseys. They do look kind of sick, though. They've kind of warmed up on me.
One thing I was thinking watching that game, just to throw something your way, I've thought about, like, hey, man, the Rams are always injured so much. It's that damn turf.
SoFi Stadium.
Yeah, it's the turf. They've got to put grass in there.
Yeah.
That team is consistently injured. The Vikings lost their left tackle to a very bad knee injury. I'm not saying it's because of the turf, yeah. but that could change their season.
Well, he got rolled up on, and it changed the second half for the Minnesota Vikings.
100%.
Darnold had no time to throw the football. No time to throw. So that was a problem for them, and that's a problem for them moving forward as they fight that division. And all of a sudden, the Vikings have come back down to earth. The Lions are lighting them up. The Rams are lighting them up. They're giving up the run. They're not getting pressure on the quarterback. They could be another team in the mix on another pass rusher, too. So,
what did McVay do last night against Brian Flores' defense that we didn't see from Kyle Shanahan?
Well, I just thought he manipulated. He attacked them. He wasn't, I don't know. He had an answer for their blitzes.
It was crazy.
And like, I don't know if Minnesota even blitzed that much. They were, like, dropping off. Well, and they were showing so much. You know what it was? It was almost as if Brian Flores didn't respect the Niners' receiving core and their offensive line. So he said, just go get Brock Purdy.
What about
we're
going to
play man defense, or go get Brock Purdy.
Because it feels like Stafford made some really dynamic throws.
And he made some dynamic throws. But Minnesota was dropping guys in zone. I didn't see any heat. They weren't trying to heat up Stafford. It's like Brian Flores knew, it was like, you know, Matthew Stafford's a bad dude. I can't have the same game plan against the 49ers. So I was shocked at the way the Rams moved the ball up and down the field against Minnesota. I was blown away by that.
Well, and Puka is a star.
Yeah.
Cooper Kupp's lost a step because he's been injured a lot. Still a good player, a very good player. I don't know if I'd give him a second round pick, but still a very, very good player. Puka Nacua, I mean, he pops.
Yeah, he just pops.
The guy is a really, really, really good player. If we get like a fraction of that kind of production from Ricky Pearsall this year, we'll be lucky.
That's how good he is.
He's legit.
Rookie record for receiving yards and catches last season. Let's go to Chris in San Antonio before the break. Chris, what's happening?
Bonte, Shasky, we got Niner fans out here in San Antonio, Texas that are ready for this game. Let me tell you, I live behind enemy lines. I got brother-in-laws. I got two brothers that are Cowboy fans. I am tired of the talking. We need to lace it up. We need to take it to them. We have a much better team, and I got my six-year-old daughter that's walking around with a sad face because our boys aren't handling business. We need the young men to step up. We need the running game going. And where's my defense at? Can my defense get a stop? Can my dogs eat?
All right, Chris.
Well, my dog's
ready to go. He's behind enemy lines in San Antonio, Texas. We'll go behind enemy lines. Coming up next with our main man, Mike Bassick from 105.3 The Fan. He's a big-time Mavericks fan, so we'll touch on Klay Thompson. Klay Thompson looked good. 707 is asking us on the Comcast Business Text Line, how'd our boy Klay do? Klay did pretty well. He did pretty well. What did he have, 22 points, 7 rebounds? 6 of 11?
I think he had like 10 in the first quarter.
I mean, he was hooping, and he had some wide open
looks. This is Klay Thompson.